On Thursday, October 2nd, the Philadelphia Student Union held an action about teacher contract negotiations titled Without a Trace, Searching for Students in Contract Negotiations. This action included speakers from several schools, Kappa, Overbrook, and Masterman. The reason that we held this action is that we feel that teacher contract negotiations are lacking discussion about students' needs. One major problem in the district is an inequitable distribution of qualified teachers across schools. We believe that one solution to this problem is the use of teacher incentive grants. Teacher incentive grants are sums of money that are allocated for hard-to-staff schools, where the teachers of those individual schools can decide how the money is spent. For example, if teachers at a certain school decided that the school needed more support staff, they would have the money to make that change. We think that these grants will provide an incentive for teachers to remain at struggling schools, which would help those schools improve and create a better learning environment for students. Now, we will hear some highlights from the action, recorded by Amber Felton and Andrew Perez.
What do we want?
Teachers!
When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Teachers!
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Kimora Lamont from Philadelphia Student Union, and I'm part of the Kappa chapter. Last year at Kappa, I had a teacher. Her name was Miss Butani. Miss Butani taught 10th grade biology. And personally for me, biology was a really tough subject to grasp. But the way she taught it made it easy for me to understand. It's not like she was just rushing through the class lesson requirements. It's like she actually wanted to make sure we were understanding what she was teaching us. Miss Butani is only one of many teachers at my school who takes the time out to help the students and cares about the education we're receiving. Having teachers like this at my school makes it difficult for me to imagine being at a school where I wouldn't have the same qualified teachers, where the teachers are less experienced and careless as to the students' needs. It is a stated fact that only 57% of Philadelphia's CA2 high school teachers are highly qualified. It's not fair that students aren't receiving equal educational opportunities. It's not fair, but it is happening.
Teacher coach is on deck. Incentive's so nice. We can have smaller class sizes. Teachers, you can have whatever you like. Said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Treat you so special, so nice. Karma plenty, time so right. Teachers, you can have whatever you like.
Schools are supposed to be here to educate students, and so it's critical that we keep students in mind when crafting teacher contracts. One problem in particular that concerns many students is that of inequitable teacher distribution. To address this problem, we're asking for the contracts to include teacher incentive grants. These grants would encourage teachers to stay at the schools that need them to most, which would help close the equity gap in district schools. As a Masterman student, I could just ignore the problem and be happy that we have so many qualified teachers in my school. But I refuse to do that. We cannot continue to ignore the startling differences in teacher quality in Philadelphia's schools. We magnet school students and neighborhood school students and the Philadelphia Student Union stand together to demand that all of Philadelphia students have access to the experienced and qualified teachers that they deserve.
United will never be defeated. Students united will never be defeated. Students united will never be defeated. Students united will never be defeated.
I saw the statistics for highly qualified teachers in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. I was highly upset. Then I saw the statistics for teachers in the Corrective Action 2 schools like Overbrook, and I became even more upset. The percentage of highly qualified teachers in Pennsylvania is 98%, but in most Philadelphia neighborhood high schools, the percentage of highly qualified teachers is little over 50%. The difference in these numbers might not sound like anything, but the effect is traumatic for students. As a student in Overbrook High School, I have witnessed firsthand the low quality of teachers in my school. I've seen students cut class and come into my classroom to avoid bad teachers. Earlier this year, I've had a teacher miss 2 weeks of school, and in that time, my class had a string of subs who had no sense of work. We did crossword puzzles and watched the movie Hancock instead of work. Now my science class is 2 weeks behind every other science class in school. The system of teacher distribution in Philadelphia is broken. A broken system that punishes students. The best teachers are not where they're needed the most. So as students, we demand that the teachers and the district officials fix this system at the negotiation table. If this can't be done by the deadline at the end of this month, then we support the one-year contract to continue the negotiations. I can't afford to be 2 weeks behind in my science class, and no student can afford to be in school where only half of the teachers are qualified.
The speakers you heard during this piece were Kimora Lamont, Finesse Davis, and myself, Greg Jordan Dunmore. Matt Johnson produced this piece for On Blast.